This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, something a little unusual in that we have three guests in the studio, each one of them the namesake of their own bands. We've got Kei Ishibashi, better known as Kishibashi. We have Mike Sabino, better known as Tall Tall Trees. And we have Elizabeth Zimmern, who you probably all know as Elizabeth and the Catapult. Literally, all three of you in the room. How did this even happen that we have all three of you here in the studio today?
Good question.
They picked
me up off the street on this tour, and they're like, "Want to join the band?" And I was like, "Hell's yeah, I want to join the band."
Yeah, I think it's we're all traveling together right now.
And I'm guessing just from the familiarity that you guys have shown to one another in the half hour of setting up, you guys have known each other for some time, right?
Yeah, we had a tour before where it was just the three of us, and that was the band.
Kate, your approach to making music is about as unconventional as it gets, but the technique that you display when you're playing violin is really well developed. Where does that come from?
I was classically trained, you know, Suzuki violin. So okay. I kind of did that.
So going all the way back to like 2, 3, 4 years old, like did you start that
five,
young?
5, 6, 7. Yeah. Yeah. And I had, you know, like a cute, tiny little violin. I tucked in my shirt. Now I'm back into tucking in my shirts now. But, you know, it's like, it's the kind of thing that a lot of Asian kids do when they're young.
Did the classical music stick?
Well, I was pretty serious up until high school. And then what happened was I got into jazz and I was playing in bands and then, you know.
So what do you call the stuff that you're making now? I mean, I have seen it referred to in a billion different ways. Violin techno pop.
Violin techno, that's like, isn't that like Lindsay Sterling? No, I know her, but it's kind of avant-garde a little bit. It's a little experimental. It's still pop. It's definitely in the pop category. It's orchestral.
And during your schooling, and this is actually something that you have in common with Elizabeth, you were studying film scoring.
Oh, yeah. We went to Berklee, actually, College of Music in Boston, different times, but we're both film scoring. Were you a film scoring major?
Yeah, I dropped out of it, but now I'm doing it, so it's fine.
Okay, I graduated, but now I'm not doing it, so it's
over that. Well, what do we learn from this?
And the new tour has you with a string quartet. Is that something that you use as an outlet for the techniques that you developed studying film scoring?
Yeah, I mean, having a string quartet is an extreme luxury item. So this is something I really wanted to do, and I think my fans were really excited to see something different. It's also a precursor for a larger like orchestral concert that I like to do someday. So if you can write for string quartet, you've already fleshed out a lot of, you know, the sonic, you know, harmonic structures.
So you studied classical for a while, then you moved into starting to make jazz. Did that not stick for very long?
Yeah, I had a very long jazz phase, and I lived in New York, actually, and that's where I met this bearded gentleman. For viewers who can't see, this beard is pretty magnificent.
That's not Elizabeth.
Right.
This is Mike.
I have a lesser impressive beard.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were
jazz. Some tweezing we'll take care of.
But yeah, I played in Mike's band, actually. Mike plays bass.
All right, so what are we going to do music-wise? Each of you have your own musical sounds, your own albums, but yet the three of you are in the studio together. So what are you going to start with today?
I don't know. What do you guys want to play?
I don't know.
Mike, you want to start with something?
Sure. Okay. Let's play. We're going to play a song that these guys have never really played. Well, actually, Kay helped me record this song. It's called Say Something Real off my new EP entitled The Seasonal.
Sitting on your lap, west of California, staring down the sun. The sky was a prism and heaven came undone. Were you in the desert underneath the moon? Planetary vision reflecting in the pool, laughing underwater, three becoming one. They said that it was over, but we had just begun. Feels like the ember we've only begun. your name. I want you to go, want you to stay, want you to say something real. Say something real. Say something real. Say something real. Here comes the sun. George was the one who played second to some. Tell me what you're thinking. Show me how you feel. Spare me all the bullshit and tell me something real. Open your heart up and say something real. Say something real.
That is live music from Tall Tall Trees with help from Kishibashi and Elizabeth and the Catapult. They are all live today in the JPR studios. Brand new tune? Something that just came together while you were out on the road?
Oh, no, 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 okay. No. It's something I just put out back in December. I've been working on a new full-length album with some help from Mr. Kishibashi over here as well, and he actually played on that song and bro-deuced, as we call it.
Wow. Bro-deuced.
Which means comes in and listens to it and goes, yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, he's recording my basement, and I couldn't really avoid it, so yeah. And I was like...
So.
Before the song, Kay mentioned that you are, or were, or still are a bass player?
Well, that was my traditional education. It was my first passion.
But as I understand, the idea of Tall Tall Trees didn't really happen until you got a banjo in your hands.
Yeah. Banjo was a hobby for me as a bass player.
But you're doing a whole lot more than kind of just playing banjo.
Yeah.
Like you're hitting it with hands and sticks, and you've got it running through an assortment of electronics.
Yeah, there's some trickery. There's some, it's not a traditional banjo. We call this the Bandotron, but it has maybe the first drumming capabilities a banjo has ever seen. So,
now, is all of that expansive stuff out of necessity when you're up on stage by yourself?
Or? Yeah, well, I do. I used to have a band. I used to tour with a band, it's challenging, especially when your band is made up of New York musical mercenaries and whatnot. So
Mercs,
as we call them. But I started traveling solo, mostly because Kay's like, what are you doing? Do you want to go on tour? And I was like, okay, sure. It became a necessity just to flesh out songs that I've been writing with drums. And I kind of figured out that I could play drums on a banjo and loop it and just kind of went from there.
One of the things that I hear in each of your individual musical styles is this sort of almost like childlike excitement or enthusiasm that pervades all of your individual songwriting. Is that one of the things that you think drew all of you together to become friends and musical colleagues?
We're all super immature.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
that was a better way of saying it than what I did, right?
I'm like, why are we so old and yet so young together?
Yeah, it's Peter Pan syndrome. It comes with music, I think.
Yeah,
it's a license to be a fool.
It's Kishibashi, Tall Tall Trees, and Elizabeth and the Catapult. They are all live today in the JPR studios out on tour together. We are very lucky to have them all in the studio. Okay, musically, what do you guys want to do next? Who's up next?
Well, I'm definitely not going last, so I'm going to go now.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song. Speaking of bass players, Mike, I honestly didn't even ever hear you play bass, so I didn't know.
That's not true, because I played in your band.
When?
That's how we met.
Is this like 3 years ago? No, we met in Kay's band.
No.
Forget.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I played all your songs.
Oh, God.
We had a big sold-out concert. It was great.
God. Are you kidding me? I had your baby. What's wrong with you? So sad.
It's at home with the babies.
Oh, yeah. Mercury Lounge. That was years ago. Okay.
Wow.
I'm a bad person.
You made a great impression.
I've made a really good impression.
Yep.
I didn't drink last night at all. And no, I'm sorry. I don't remember you as a bass player because your Bandotron is so prominent right now in our relationship. However, now that I realize you are a badass, mute that up, bass player, I'm going to dedicate this. I'm going to dedicate this song to you. It's called I Want to Be a Bass Player, and it's brand new. And the intro song is actually, I'm going to start with the first song I ever wrote called Just in Time, and then it's all about Mike. This is the first time dreaming in these hues. Everything I see is new to me, oh, my darling. This is the first look from this lofty height. Everything is shimmering and bright, darling, and you came just in time, just in time, and you came just in time, just in time to save his heart from black.
Just as there's one when I decide I'm going back home, try to anyway. Made along the way, and there's a pattern don't wish I'm leaving, just as there's one when I decide to come back home. Try to anyway. Is this a pattern to the way in which I fall? Pattern to my style of winning? Lovers I have lost and made along the way. And there's a pattern to the way in which I'm leaving, just as there's one when I decide to come back home. Try to anyway. To give a bass line, we all wanna bang a bass player. Everyone's looking for a bass line.
That is Elizabeth and the Catapult live here on Jefferson Public Radio with help from both Tall Tall Trees and Kishibashi. They are all live right here today out on tour together. Kishibashi's newest album is called Light, spelled with a couple of extra consonants in there. Tall Tall Trees' latest, 2012, I think?
2014. Moment? Well, ooh. I just put out a new EP, yeah.
Okay, this, there was a new one out.
You might not have heard, you know.
Elizabeth and the Catapult's latest is called Like It Never Happened. Pretty easy to find each of them online. Kishibashi.com, talltalltrees.com, elizabethandthecatapult.com. So looking at all of this gear that you have brought in and placed on our studio floor, how do you go about trying to recreate the multi-layered album tracks when you're on stage?
I don't even try because it's kind of impossible, you know.
So do you change things up significantly? Or
yeah, it sounds nothing like the album. But the song, I feel like if the melody, if you know the melody, that's totally enough to, you know, make that connection as a listener.
And to a degree, I'm guessing all of you have to do a bit of that. That making the record allows you to, you know, multi-track and things like that. Where up on stage, you either have to figure it out with a loop device, or just go without,
or play it like like musicians do.
Yeah, we're all kind of come from improvisation background, so I don't think that an album and a live performance need to sound exactly the same, unless you're like, you know, you're playing a super pop song that thousands of people are coming to.
Yeah, I mean, I have one track on this. I have a sampler on this track. I do one track, you know, with background stuff. But I mean, it's like if you want to go see somebody play music, you want to go see musicians go play and mess up. That's fine. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But
it's a different experience when you play live, and it's maybe a better experience with most people because it's improv and you're doing crazy stuff on your loop pedals.
Thanks,
Zin. You're welcome, son.
Well, I mean, if you want to hear the album, you know, you should just stay at home and just listen to the album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
And Elizabeth, Kay had mentioned both film scoring and having a jazz background, but you have not only film score background, but you sang jazz for some time, correct?
Well, I would say the only jazz experience as a professional that I had actually made me lose my film scoring major in college because Patty Austin was this jazz singer and I was playing with this girl, Esperanza Spalding, who's a bass player.
She's from Portland now, right?
Yes. Yeah. She had a great band called Noise for Pretend when she was a teenager from Portland. But anyway, yeah, so they were looking for cheap background singers for a tour when I was in college with Esperanza, and I somehow got hired even though I had never sang in anything before. I think Esperanza talked me into the gig with Patty. And so I only sang, and then my scats on the tour, I had to scat like for the first time in my life. And I was like, banana, fana, fana, me, my Elizabeth. So that's my only jazz experience, I swear to God, like at Lincoln Center. And that was it. And then it was over and I was done.
How many dates were you on?
It was over like a year and a half. So it was a lot.
And the scatting obviously did not really improve from then to now.
And Patty Austin was so nice about it, and she didn't fire me. She would always be like, I feel like you're putting a good effort.
So one other interesting thing that I turned up is obviously, Elizabeth, you don't remember Mike playing bass in your band.
Oh, God.
But is it true that you have been playing drums in Kay's band?
Oh, God.
This is
the most embarrassing interview of my entire life, I'd just like to say. But also, he asked me to be the big white of his band for like a minute because he needed some percussion. Let's just call it percussion.
Yeah, I needed a strong singer. And good vibes.
Piano player.
And I need a percussion.
There was less percussion elements as the tour went on. Like every day, let's take away this element.
No,
but also, Mike is, great. I mean, as you can hear, he's all bass players have amazing rhythm. and he's playing rhythm on his banjo, which is going on this tour as well. So it was just like, you know, everyone's leaning on Mike.
So are you ever seated at a drum set? Or are you just kind of...
No, we give her a floor tom. No, we give her a floor tom, and she had a bone. She had a bone in her tambo. Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I also want to ask you about this little film cameo that you have.
Oh!
What?
What? So I did a film 2 years ago, an Anne Hathaway film that's called Song One. It just came out. And I didn't really know if it was ever going to come out or if I was going to be cut from it. But somehow I remained in the movie playing on the subway busking, as I do in New York usually. So it was really cool.
But more importantly, your music was used, licensed for the film, right?
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, that usually tends to work out pretty well.
Right now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was really cool. She just likes this one song of mine, Thank You for Nothing, and that's how I got there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Kay, before I let you go, I understand you have your own coffee.
I have my own coffee.
You're kind of in coffee world up here in the Pacific Northwest at this point. But you have your own coffee, but it's Jittery Joe's, and they're like out of Georgia, right?
All right, that's where I live, Athens, Georgia.
Oh, you live in Georgia?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a local brewer, and they're great. I always love their coffee. So.
And they approached you, or you approached them and said, hey, I want my own coffee? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, they were pretty proactive about it, and it was a no-brainer for me because I love their coffee. And then, so we tasted and we figured out a good blend. And then now I have my
And what's it? What's it called? Where can you get it?
It's called it's the Kishibashi Royal Dark Blend. Yeah,
you're
you
such
can find
a
it
mogul.
Online.
Do you tour with it? Do you have it like on the bus?
They're kind of cumbersome because they're cans, so I don't have to. I have like samples.
It's Kishibashi Tall Tall Trees and Elizabeth and the Catapult. It's Kay Ishibashi, Mike Savino, and Elizabeth Zimmern live here on JPR. We have time for one more. Kay, I guess you're up.
All right, let's do a song called Atticus in the Desert.
Oh, in the desert we try to love like they do in movies, face to face, end of story. As twins we created an era, two souls in prime Sahara, swallowed by sand and time we bled. What began as an epic ended a botched pathetic, and it invapid like our attachment. Better place where you decide to do. If it is up to you, like all things we feed on. what you decide to do.
That is Kishibashi with help today from Tall Tall Trees and Elizabeth and the Catapult, all three of them live here in the studios. We will have full audio from today's live session as well as a few photographs up on our website later this afternoon at www.ijpr.org. Kei Ishibashi, Mike Savino, Elizabeth Zimmern, guys, thanks for coming in. This has been a lot of fun today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us. Yeah.